are you gonna be for the holidays?
Besides broke, this is the spending season for me.
Spending.
Boy.
Yeah, man, where you feeling? It's almost here, man.
I'm excited though.
We gotta shoot, how are we gonna shoot a Christmas episode with no Christmas tree? I seen the Christmas tree lot right when I was coming in. We should head over there and probably grab one.
I can get us one.
How?
I can get over the gate.
Steal one?
Why not?
Cause we working for Showtime, bro. They got some money. We can just pay for it.
True.
You nice and still hopping fences though?
I'm still good. You know, you can put the jacket over the barbed wire, then go over.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
You said Showtime, right?
But I don't know if you want to mess them undefeateds up.
But I got Karate Kid socks
oh,
on.
Oh, that so means you can do some shit.
I'm extra athletic.
Okay.
Extra athletic. Daniel's okay. Son.
You have to stretch or anything?
Wax
you,
on. Or, wax off.
Fence hopping is in your blood.
What's up with the tree though? I'm down.
What tree? This tree or the Christmas tree?
Both trees.
Hit this and okay. Let's go get that shit. Come on, bro.
I thought we was driving.
We gotta limit your cannabis intake.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Morning, welcome. Thank you for joining
right.
us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bro.
We got a nice collection of trees out here.
We're gonna find us a nice one.
Smallest to tallest.
How big of a tree we want to get? And first of all, how the fuck are we going to get the tree back?
We're going to have to carry the motherfucker, man.
Oh, shit. All
we'll right. Have to.
So then maybe we can't get a big ass one then.
We could have had a free tree, but he want to come through the gate the right way.
White on the bottom?
Why is he smelling the trees like they weed trees? This is not weed, man.
The young Douglas fir. Try it.
I'm cool.
No, try it. Tap into your other side right here.
I'm cool.
Didn't you say you had some white in you?
No, I never said that.
Who would have knew Matt was having such a good time Christmas tree shopping?
How much is this one?
400.
Okay, we need this one.
Right now, I'm gonna show y'all how to cut a motherfucker off when they're getting on your nerves. All right? This is how you cut them off. Right here.
Jacksaw Jim Duggan. Handle that shit. That shit definitely wasn't straight, bro.
I know it wasn't straight, but it looked nice.
Can I do
it again?
Your hairline. Crooked as fuck.
All right, man.
Appreciate you, Los.
Let's hit the streets.
We fuck with you.
Welcome. I'm tired. That tree was heavy.
Man, welcome back. Special episode. Holiday edition. We brought our tree back. We got it decorated.
Never doing that again.
You wanted to steal it. We didn't have to.
Yeah, and I could have dragged it. We actually carried it. I could have drug it over here.
We're trying to get you to turn over a new leaf, bro.
Showtime.
Showtime's got money. They pay for the tree.
You're right.
You know what I mean? But welcome. We're going to talk about matchups and, you know, the fun part about playing on Christmas. Jack, unfortunately, never got a chance. I got a chance to play in a few games, but just the buildup of what Christmas Day games have kind of been over the years. And we're going to highlight this Christmas matchups and, you know, talk our shit.
So, as we do.
When did it kind of start? So you never got a chance to play in a Christmas game, huh?
Nope.
You were supposed to play in one. I tell you what happened to the game you were supposed to play in. When was that?
I was still suspended. I think I was with the Warriors. I mean, with the Indiana. The second time, just the first time the Pacers played the Pistons after the brawl.
You know, Christmas on Christmas game. Day of all
yeah,
days,
I was
spreading
suspended.
Holiday cheer, and they had you sitting at the house.
I was at the house. I had family there, you know, feeling good, smoking good.
Yeah, chilling.
Chilling. I missed the game, but, you know, oh well.
I got a chance to play in maybe three or four Christmas Day games, but as much as it's fun and an honor to play on Christmas, it really takes away from your family time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the one time you really want to be with your family, but... You know, I was fortunate enough to play in a couple games, but it was also dope. You know what I mean? Because you know that's the one day that everybody is watching TV.
Yep.
Everybody is sitting up and, you know, watching TV, so it's a hell of a day to show out.
That's what a lot of guys debut their shoes on them Christmas games.
Yeah, the special shoes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember playing with the Lakers. I think I want to say Kobe gave everyone in the front row his new exclusive shoe, I think, on the Christmas Day game one time. And, yeah, people really fan out with their shoes. That shit is dope. I had one game I remember with the Clippers. I think I actually dropped 20 on a Christmas Day game.
Against? You remember who was against?
Yeah. I think it was Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Denver. I remember because the uniforms we had as the Clippers were dope. They were all red with the blue trim. Clipper was outlined in blue trim. Red shoes. We was out there gang banging that day.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been proud.
I would have been proud.
I would have been proud. Yeah, but no, like I said, it was fun looking back on it. You know, there's some fun matchups this year. I think the Eastern Conference is really, I kind of think they picked the top four teams and they all put them to battle. We got the Celtics and the Raptors. What do you think about that matchup?
I think that's going to be a pretty good matchup. I think that's the second tier of the Eastern Conference, you know, under Milwaukee and 76ers. Mm-hmm. But that should be a good game. And those guys could be one of those upset teams. Mm-hmm. Either one of those teams could be an upset team. So it'll be a good matchup.
Yeah, I'm surprised with the Raptors, you know. I owe Raptors fans an apology because I had them out the loop when we did our preseason
stuff. I didn't.
Stuff. You had them in the mix?
I had them in the mix.
I'm just, you know, surprised that these young guys have really stepped up. You know, Siakam is a star. Van Vliet is about to get paid. He's doing what he's supposed to do. You know, they got the vets and Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka and then Marc Gasol, those guys. But then the Celtics, man, you know, we had Jaylen Brown on earlier, and you can really see it's almost like a weight lifted, and they have their old swag back and their chemistry back. And the Celtics look good. I think they're probably a big away from being a real contender. But the way they're playing, man, Jaylen Brown and Tatum are
solid
out there hooping. Kemba's doing what Kemba does. Who you got in that game?
I'm going to go with the Celtics. I think being on the road, those young guys, Christmas game, you know, it's going to be a statement game against them, you know. Mm-hmm. I think those young guys are going to show up.
I got the Celtics as well. Like I said, I really like the Celtics. I like how they're playing. I like where they're about. Going into Toronto is going to be tough.
He loves that right now.
I'm sure, yeah. That's E's team. I'm sure Drake will probably be courtside talking shit there on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But I got the Celtics on that. The next matchup, we kind of feel the two top teams in the East, which will be Bucks at Sixers. Break that down for me.
I just love this matchup. I mean, both teams are big.
Big-ass teams.
I'm talking about big. You got two Lopez brothers. You got the Greek Freak over there. You got Embiid and Horford over there. You got a 6'10 point guard. So this is a game that and this is, you know, this is the two teams that everybody really want to see in the Eastern Conference Finals.
So they
finals.
Think this could be, that's what I was going to ask you.
A preview.
This is a matchup of the Eastern Conference Finals?
A good preview of the Eastern Conference Finals, possibly. I think Milwaukee has more of a identity right now. Philly still don't have an identity. I just think the Bucks just more put together right now.
Philly is a cold-ass place. You know, Philly was the one place that booed Santa Claus. You know, they throw money down on the court when they're not happy. It could get ugly. You know what I mean? If them boys let Giannis come in there and go to work and start blowing that team out, it could be ugly because fans don't play in Philly. But I'm going to take the other side. I like Philly. You know what I mean? I think they'll be playing at home. Mm-hmm. Expected a big game from Ben Simmons. You know, Shaq and them dudes called out Embiid, and he's been hooping his ass off every night.
He embraced it.
Like, exactly. Yeah, he could have took it. I like him a lot, man, because I think, you know, I think he gets a bad rep, but I think he's well calculated, and he could have pouted and you know, he took that shit the wrong way, but took it as motivation, and, you know, has been playing well ever since. So I like what they're doing. Obviously, I think that, you know, missing Jimmy is huge, missing JJ is huge, but, you know, they have some good young pieces, and they're playing at home. So I'm going to take Philly in that game. What people thought was going to be an amazing game, the Warriors and Rockets.
Oh, my goodness. I ain't watching,
you know,
that one.
I think people always kind of downplayed Houston and saying they weren't good enough and they weren't, you know, they couldn't do this, they couldn't. They just happened to keep running into the Warriors. They ran into a dynasty, you know. So I think the way they thought when they made the schedule, this is going to line up. They got Westbrook now. It might be, you know, time for them to jump the Warriors, but the Warriors have been desecrated by injury.
Yeah, they're going to come in there and just have their way with them on Christmas. I mean, it's going to be over early.
How many points James going for? Over under 50 on Christmas.
I would say right under 50.
Are you okay? I'm going to say he's going to get a 50-piece on Christmas.
Why not? I mean, look who we playing against. this ain't the Warriors of old. This is the Warriors of new.
No, it's tough, though. You know what I mean? We talked about it before, but, you know, we both kind of have the same feeling that people don't understand unless you really understand the game. Like, Warriors fans got to just kind of sit back and embrace this. They got a hell of a journey. They watched the last 5 years. But, you know, now you have Steph and Klay who are resting.
Mm-hmm.
You got Draymond who's, you know, kind of just staying in shape, playing about 20 minutes a game.
Yeah,
so he's going to be resting. And then you're developing good young talent, you know, with Pascal, is that his name? Eric Pascal, the kid from Villanova, who is a top leading scorer for all rookies. And that's saying something because it's a very talented rookie class. They got a couple other kids out there that could really play. So the way I look at it is Your vets are getting rest. You're teaching your young players invaluable lessons. They're taking hard knocks learning every single experience. Night because they're getting their asses kicked for what everyone else wanted to do to the Warriors.
Right.
So even though the stars aren't playing, teams are still trying to beat the brakes off the Warriors, and they're doing it. But like I said, the young players are taking their licks, but you got a solid player in D'Lo. You develop a few rookies. They happen to be one of the, if they were the, one of the worst teams in the league, which they are now, they're going to get a lottery pick.
Yep.
And then you package everything together. You get your healthy stars back, and you're back in championship contention right next there. Year. You know what I mean? So word pens, stay patient. It's coming. And then the game I think the world is looking for, probably the most anticipated Christmas game in modern memory, Lakers-Clippers, Battle of L.A., that's gonna be fun, man.
It's gonna be a movie, man. I can't wait to see how intense this will be from how they when they match up the first time.
Right.
Against, like you said, we do is filling each other out. But I think the way the Lakers are rolling right now, they feel like they're the best team in the league.
They're definitely playing
and,
that way.
And this game will be on the Lakers court. It won't be on the Clippers court, which it might not make a difference to us because we know it's in the same arena, but it makes
different
a difference
vibe.
To them. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a way different vibe.
Being yellow in that arena, it's a different vibe.
When the Lakers game on, it's dark. It's weird. Like, they only shine lights towards the court area. So you can't really
like
see.
Kind of like the Knicks.
Yeah, they can't really see what's it. It's just a whole different mystique if people don't know, like when the Lakers play in the and the Clippers play. So Lakers home court, Christmas Day game. Hopefully there's no load management. Hopefully everyone's healthy. Hopefully everyone's healthy on that game. We kind of talk about like when the big spots of the seasons are for players. I mean, it's such a long season, and people want to consistently. Obviously, you want to play hard throughout. But I think the beginning of the season is fun basketball. Christmas time is always fun basketball, and then there's kind of like that January push where it's just, you know, we got to get through the All-Star break, and then it really picks up again post All-Star break going into the playoffs. So this is going to be a really exciting, you know, Christmas time, Christmas Day games, and I can't wait to see them. Who do you got in the game?
I got to go to the Lake Show, man. Tim Duncan on steroids, AD. Like I said, LeBron has never played with a guy like AD in his whole career, man. This guy can get 50 any night just like James can at the four spot. All the ball handling that he's been working on this summer, it's really showing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he catching down on three-point line, crossing big men over, going dunk it. Like, he's doing a lot of stuff that he hasn't done. So I just see with the addition of AD, LeBron, the sky's the limit for the Lakers. I got the Lakers winning.
I love that the world is getting to see who AD really is now, because he's always been one of the best players in the world. He was just on an average team in a bad market.
Right.
You know what I mean? So him coming front stage and coming to the Lakers, you know, a lot of people, I was one of the people that questioned, were they giving up too much for AD? You know, but he's coming here and showing that he's worth that and more. And really showing LeBron that, you know, you can lean on me. You know, I can carry this team,
this
too.
This going to be my team a whole bunch of nights.
Right, you know what I mean? And you still come out and be LeBron, but let's, you know, let's say, and that's what I said early on, if the Lakers are in a position where AD is in the MVP talks, that means Bron did his job of getting him involved, getting him going, and you're going to see a fucking monster of LeBron in the playoffs, and that's scary. I've been, you know, and I'm still sticking with it. You know, I think the Lakers are playing the best basketball right now. I just believe in this Clipper team, man. You know what I mean? They've had some ups and downs. They've had some ugly losses, some games they shouldn't have lost, but I just feel like big games when it's supposed to be, when this team is supposed to show up and play, I think, you know, they are the best team. So although it's only Christmas, I think it's going to be a great matchup. I got the Clippers. What are we betting on the game? Want to bet some money? Want to bet like some Kush push-ups or what you want to do?
We got to bet some weed.
Some Kush push-ups?
Yeah, Kush
so
push-ups.
So loser, 50 push-ups with either a
backwood
or a joint in my mouth while we're smoking.
Yes.
Bet.
50.
Y'all seen that.
Bet.
So we're going to film
Let's go, AD,
Clips.
Please.
I'm going to call everybody, give y'all a pep talk. I need this. And then the last game of the night, I think it was probably supposed to be two young and up-and-coming teams when they put it on the schedule. But Pelicans versus Nuggets, obviously with, you know, no Zion up to this point. The Pelicans,
I won't be watching it. Oh, next game.
That's the last game. You go to bed early.
Yeah, for real.
You know,
no Zion, I don't want to watch it. Now, I like watching Ingram.
Yeah, Ingram is coming to his own. And people say, you know, why did you trade Ingram as a Laker? I don't think Ingram comes into his form if he stays on the Lakers, because he's not going to get the ball like he needs to do and how he's getting it with the Pelicans. You know, so I think really proud of Ingram. Could possibly be an all-star this year. His numbers are all-star worthy. The West is always heavy.
No,
but without Zion – this team is kind of struggling to find their way. So Denver's going to win, obviously.
Blowout.
There's a couple obvious games. Warriors in Houston and then Pelicans in Denver. You know, got something else to do. You could probably do that instead of watching them games. It's probably going to be a waste of time. But although we both feel that James is going to be right at 50, I think he's going to bust 50 on Christmas, which would be dope.
All the small Christmas wishes for basketball fans. I wish my fans a happy Christmas. I wish all y'all get what y'all want. That was good. All you bad motherfuckers, I hope you don't get shit because that's the only way you're going to learn your lesson. So just watch your other good kids open their gifts. You know what I'm saying? You bad motherfucker, just sit there and
sit
just
there, be
wipe
salty.
Your head and just snot all on your face and cry and just be upset and be good this year. Then Santa might give you a little badass something, but you got to learn one way or another. You know what I mean? Eat good. There's going to be a lot of good food in the house. You know, just stay out the way and, you know, tune in to whatever we got going on.
All the smoke. Which, anything memorable? What do you love about Christmas? I mean, obviously, being
my favorite memory about Christmas, bro, is I just got one. You know, every time I ask, it's just a simple one. Growing up in Port Arthur, Texas, you know, it was a must where I hung out and I grew up in the hood, but it was a must you have a Raiders starter jacket. And I begged my mama for a Raiders starter jacket. I told her I begged, and she couldn't afford it. I knew she couldn't afford it because, you know, she probably had $600 to spend for all of us for Christmas. And that jacket cost like $100-something. And I remember coming downstairs one Christmas knowing that I wasn't going to get what I asked for.
And it was there.
I was going to get some socks and some drawers and some white beaters or some shit that I knew I didn't need. I got a whole bunch of that shit because everybody give you that for Christmas. And I came downstairs and she had it sitting on the she didn't want to
wrap it,
so she had it sitting right there on the couch. And I was like, I couldn't believe it, bro. I wore it in the summertime. I wore that motherfucker all year round. That shit was all purpose to work out in, the cold, rain, like... You know, because it was stylish back then,
and I
knew how hard she worked, but to get that Raider started, that was the best Christmas and one Christmas I remember.
Shout out Judy
for that jacket. Raider I know starter. You worked hard for that girl.
Yeah, mine. I've just always been. I mean, obviously, as a child, getting stuff was cool, but I liked once we got into a position to take care of everyone and really take care of our family for Christmas. Mm. You know what I mean? Being able to get them whatever they want.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I enjoy, you know, this is the one time I really enjoy spoiling my kids and, you know, my nephews and family. So that's probably the best part of Christmas for me is just being able to support and make sure everyone has a great Christmas.
Having the Christmas you want to have. Yeah,
right.
That is. You know, I second that. That was big.
Yeah. So that's it, man. That's a wrap. Christmas edition. We appreciate everyone's support up to this point, man.
Don't forget to jingle your bells.
Your bells. Jingle them.
Mistletoes, everybody.
But we just want to thank you guys, man. Up to this point, support's been tremendous. We never would have thought, you know what I mean, all the smoke would be making this kind of noise, man.
We appreciate y'all.
And it's because of you guys, man. So stay tuned. 2020, we got a bunch of dope contests. Come, you guys on set. Come be producers. We got merch coming. We got a fan section coming. We got dope interviews. We're traveling to interview people, man. So 2020 is going to be crazy, man.
Ooh,
but we think.
What else coming? Ball boy pimping.
Ball boy pimping?
Yes.
I don't think they're ready for ball boy pimping.
It's coming, whether they're ready or not.
Remember when we tell
2020.
You ball boy pimping is dropping in 2020 and you don't want to fucking miss these stories. This shit is crazy. But anyway, man, thank you. We love you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Christmas.
From all the smoke to you. See you in 2020.
Peace.